Pierce, Stephen, 1804 to 1883, and Elmira, 1806 to 1875. Minister, conference administrator, and writer, Stephen Pierce and his wife, Elmira, were both born in Cavendish, Vermont. They held Millerite convictions in the 1840s, but apparently never separated from the Baptist Church until they became Sabbath keepers in 1852. These facts make it unlikely that Stephen Pierce participated in the formative theological discussions and Sabbath conferences of the mid and late 1840s, as some historians have concluded on the basis of Ellen White's recollections in 1903, November 4th. Pierce was a corresponding editor for the Review for several years in the 1850s. With the coming of conference organization in the early 1860s, he served as president of the Vermont Conference, 1863 to 1865, and of the Minnesota Conference, 1865 to 1870. About 1857, Ellen White wrote to Pierce that he had too little confidence in his own success, urging him to arouse, arouse, because your gift is needed. Pierce's subsequent notable service as minister and administrator suggests that he took this encouragement to heart. In the area of theology, the names Stephen Pierce and Ellen White are perhaps most commonly associated with the intense denominational discussions from 1886 to 1888 on whether the schoolmaster law of Galatians 3, verse 24, referred to the moral law of the Ten Commandments or the ceremonial law. Uriah Smith and Butler argued for the traditional ceremonial law position, buttressing their view with the claim that this was the position Ellen White adopted as early as the mid-1850s, when she, in turn, had become convinced by the arguments of Stephen Pierce. Whether Pierce held to an exclusive ceremonial law stance in the mid-1850s is, however, open to doubt. An article written by Pierce in 1856 appears to present a broader view, encompassing both the moral and ceremonial laws.